on this Friday afternoon, let us turn our attention to the agricultural weather forecast. Eric Snodgrass is here from Agrible. Thanks for being with us, Eric. Looks like some drier air might be coming in. What can you tell me about it?
Yeah, well, that ridge that's been over us keeping much of the last, I don't know, about 10 days quite warm has finally actually pushed far enough to the east that a little low pressure system formed just east of the Hudson Bay. And so draped way far south of that, we have a front. And it's nice. It's actually going to be bringing in some drier air. We're going to be seeing some overnight low temperatures that are not just going to be in the 60s, but may at times get all the way into the upper 50s, which is going to feel just absolutely fantastic for this time of year. So we're going to get some temporary relief from some of this incredible heat as this large ridge finally moves to the east. But I don't think we're done quite yet with the heat. But the nice thing is we're going to have several days here in a row where even though we're going to have high temperatures that are going to be getting up into the 80s, we're going to have enough dry air in place that under some high pressure that it's going to feel pleasant for a little bit. And I tell you, the corn at this point in the year really kind of needs this. So I'm glad this little front's coming through to kind of wipe out some of the incredibly hot and humid conditions we've had recently.
You know, we're part of the way into the hurricane season, and I know this makes more sense later in the year as we get closer to Labor Day and we're watching for maybe a rainfall to come after the month of August. But what do we see in the way of tropical storms at this point?
Yeah, well, this is always something we have to watch at this time of year. And I think there are two big things we want to be paying attention to. Let's talk about the active storm systems first. So coming off the west coast of Africa, we have relatively cooler than average water temperatures. So that limits a lot of potential systems that are born off the coast of Africa. But we still have one right now. And just a couple of days ago, I was watching it. It was just kind of a tropical disturbance, but it's been upgraded to a Category 1 strength hurricane named Beryl. Now, where the heck is it? Well, it's still way far to the east of the Lesser Antilles. So this is not even in the Caribbean yet. But right now, it's on a trajectory that's going to take it toward, like, Puerto Rico. It's going to take it toward, the island of Hispaniola, where Haiti and the Dominican Republic are. We have to watch this carefully. And the reason why, and this is the second point, is the flow pattern of the atmosphere is going to readjust over the next week or so back toward a ridge centered in the central plains. So that's going to allow some heat to really build back into the middle part of the country. You know, we just got done with some, but we're going to go back up into the 90s. And what I'm trying to paint a picture for you is that if that ridge builds into the middle part of the country, this hurricane, if it gets into the Gulf, can actually slide right underneath it. It's kind of a neat phenomenon we watch, when the tropics get really active and we have this mid-level flow pattern across the United States where there's a big ridge. And that can let some of that tropical moisture get pretty far to the north. So we're going to be seeing that as kind of something to watch in the next 10, let's call it next 10 to 15 days. So we got to start watching the tropics very closely this time of year. And just kind of tell you another thing, we have just off the East Coast a little tropical system we're watching. National Hurricane Center is giving it about a 70% chance of development. It's going to be mostly an offshore event. But if I had to pick one spot across the country that's going to be wet over the next 5 to 7 days, it's going to be the mid-Atlantic down through the southeast getting over to eastern Texas. That's where all the rain's going to be. And they need it in parts down there because they've actually been quite dry. But here in Illinois, we're going to spend the next 5-6 days relatively dry. So that's what this flow pattern's setting up to give us.
One of the things you mentioned in that process was the word heat. We had a month of May that was hotter than normal, a month of June that was hotter than normal. What about July?
Yeah, well, I hate to say it, but I think we're going to see persistence rule here. And what I mean by that is I don't see any indicators right now that suggest that the month of July finishes cooler than average. We've of course started it off quite warm. We do have some reprieve coming in the next few days. But it looks as though when I look at the kind of the upper level flow pattern, we look for what we call 500 millibar height anomalies. That tells us what the atmosphere is going to do. We are going to be looking through our next probably 10 to 15 days at favoring warmer than average conditions. Now, warmer than average is fine. It's when we have sustained heat above about 97 degrees on a few days in a row and overnight lows that are really deep into the 70s. And there will be a few days coming up that I think we might be flirting with those temperatures. So this is not ideal. You know, it's not 2014 July, but it's on the cusp of potentially being stressful. So we're going to have to watch this one carefully and keep close track on what each day brings and kind of go back and assess what that might possibly do to the corn crop.
That's Eric Snodgrass. He's with Agrible. We talk with him each and every Friday here on the Closing Markets Report.